This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Big seats may well make your movie-going experience more comfortable, but stop by a concession stand and drop 10 or 12 bucks for a Coke and a candy bar. That equally well may wipe out whatever warm and fuzzy feelings you may have had, which brings us to the latest installment of our series, I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
Today's question comes from listener Basil Utter in Bethesda, Maryland.
Why is popcorn at the movie theaters so expensive? If they lowered their price of the popcorn, wouldn't they increase sales and therefore increase profits?
I don't know. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore got this one.
Sometimes going to the movies isn't what you bargain for.
Hey, I'll take the large popcorn, please.
Market forces are lurking.
$10 for a tub of popcorn? That's crazy.
And the invisible hand starts to squeeze.
I just paid $15 for the movie ticket. I feel so poor.
Already at a theater near you.
You may think you know how this movie plays out. Sweet, innocent moviegoers trapped in a dark room. Evil theater owners sitting in a lair below the theater, stroking a cat and reveling in how much they're ripping everyone off. And it is true that theaters operate mini monopolies. They don't allow outside competition in food, so they get away with charging crazy prices, 1,300% markup on popcorn in some cases. But spoiler alert, theater operators say, actually, the reason they charge so much isn't because they can, it's because they must.
Over the course of the last 20 years, we left the movie business and we're now in the popcorn business.
Jack Oberleitner has been in the movie theater business for 55 years. He's run theaters and now he's a consultant. That's the line he uses to sum up the mood in the industry. Movie theaters don't make much money from movies.
The film industry will charge movie theaters upwards of 70% of the box office revenue.
On top of that, he says studios have a lot of conditions.
So they'll say if you have 14 screens, for instance, we want the latest film from our company to show on 3 of those screens for the first 3 weeks. Now, if you're not getting any people to come in to those screens, well, sorry about your luck.
Being forced to fill screens with movies nobody's watching can be a revenue suck, but if the theater says no, the studio can turn around and say, fine, that's the last MGM or Warner Brothers or Disney movie you ever screen. Theaters could raise ticket prices, but again, that mostly benefits the studios. One thing that does not have to be shared with studios is popcorn.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
I would say the 70s is when it first started to change.
We're now at the point where movie theaters make 85% profit on concessions, and some cover 40% of all their operating costs that way. Total profit margins are barely over 4%. But any good movie has a twist, and here it is. The second part of the question.
If they lowered their price of the popcorn, wouldn't they increase sales and therefore increase profits?
Not if you are charging so much that two dudes paying a crazy price are worth more than a dozen paying a reasonable price. Plus, high-priced popcorn is a valuable tool.
Movie theaters use this to price discriminate across moviegoers.
Ricard Gill teaches at Johns Hopkins Carey School. He says popcorn lets theaters charge different consumers different prices for going to the movies, which helps maximize profits.
So different movie viewers will have different willingness to pay for the experience of watching a movie.
But the theaters can't stop everyone in line and look at their tax returns. So instead, they offer something only the big spenders will buy. Really overpriced popcorn. But there may be, says Gill, another reason theaters don't lower prices for popcorn. It has to do with the popcorn itself. It is super salty and buttery, which means you can't really buy just popcorn. If you want popcorn, you kind of have to commit to a soda, too. And maybe to something sweet.
We promise to satisfy your hunger, your thirst, your sweet tooth.
So if the choice is to go big or go home, there's suddenly two types of consumer.
The consumers that want to go all out and the consumers that are very price sensitive.
To get everyone else, they'd have to hit rock bottom prices, which just aren't worth it.
And so movie theaters basically recognize this and therefore they price accordingly.
As in, they price super insanely high. But the flip side of high concession stand prices is lower movie ticket prices. Movie tickets are actually about the same as they were 40 years ago if you factor in inflation. So if you are staring at concession prices and shaking your head, just remember, this is how theaters make their money. Also, just remember to sneak your snacks in next time.
In theaters this summer, and every summer, everywhere.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.